Oh, hi.
Hey. Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. I'm
Hello.
Stephanie Domingo.
I'm Tux Lurzel.
And we be drinking and we be swearing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Drinking noises.
So this is the show where we read listener mail on specific topics related to American history, politics, or culture.
Today we're kind of just reading stuff about ourselves.
Yeah.
This is the self-indulgent mini. It's feedback.
It's feedback. It does feel a tad bit self-indulgent, but it's good to have feedback, I think.
Yes.
And
it's also good to have our egos hyped up a little.
Gently caressed.
Ooh.
Consensually.
Yes. We asked for it.
We did. Oh, yikes.
Oh, boy.
So we got some feedback. We asked our listeners what their favorite episodes, scandals, cocktails, just anything that they really liked about season one. And we have some feedback from Morgan, who is a listener in New York. Here goes.
Hey, Tux, Stephanie, and Tim. I just want to say thank you guys for creating Beyond Reproach. I listen to it every time there's a new episode, but I've recently re-listened to a couple of them, and I have to say that my favorite episode is the one about Andrew Jackson's stinky wheel of cheese and Shirley Chisholm. It was both entertaining and informative, because I never knew that much about Shirley Chisholm, and I didn't realize that we basically grew up in a similar neighborhood and that she started so many programs that help women. So it was a great learning episode for me, and then learning about how a stinky cheese sat in the White House and poor people got to pick from it and eat from it was also great. So it was a great yin and yang. So thanks again for you guys creating great content for people to listen to and making my ears happy. Bye.
Yay.
That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Morgan.
It's such a cool thing to be able to, like, even if our stories have really, like, nothing to do with each other, like, nothing at all.
Yeah.
It's cool how, as an episode, they still sort of complement each other.
I don't know how it works, but it works.
Yeah. Even when they have absolutely nothing in common, it's still fun to hear two completely unrelated stories all at once.
I'm just happy that all of my, ew, and... gross and sick didn't put anyone off that episode, because it was just such a visceral reaction to just cheese being stuffed in people's pockets and trampled, and newspaper article after article about, you know, cheese.
The smell of the cheese.
Yeah. I'm already feeling that already.
I mean, it would have been weirder if you didn't have that reaction, because that is the appropriate reaction to
that
story.
But I do feel a little guilty, because it wasn't what I was expecting, and I think at one point I said, this is stupid. I'm like, that's mean, but that was like...
But it was stupid.
It bees like that sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Morgan. That was great.
Yes.
We have another message from a very special Beyond Reproach podfather named Tim.
Yes.
Let's see what Tim has to say.
Hi, Tux and Stephanie. It's Tim calling in my favorite moments from season one of Beyond Reproach. My favorite moment was all of episode two, which I was not present for, but I spent a lot of time with.
Oh,
that was the Panama Canal from Tux and Warren G. Harding from Stephanie. What the people at home might not know is that 2-hour episode was originally 4 hours, and there were so many drinks consumed during that episode that the audio data crashed my computer while I was trying to edit the episode, because it was so long. Really funny stuff, and so many things that I had to cut out and no one ever heard.
Thank you, Tim.
Unfortunately, it also included my favorite bit of side banter about Warren G. Harding's eyebrows.
Oh, yes.
And Tux, in a very intoxicated, inspired moment, went on to talk about how they reminded him of the characters on the TV show Schitt's Creek.
Oh, my God.
And then very excitedly recapped all the of Schitt's Creek from season one all the way through for Stephanie. So that was fun for me at home to go through, and then I went out and watched Schitt's Creek afterward, which was very good. But yeah, that was my favorite episode. Jerry, Mrs. Powderson, they will live forever in my heart.
Forever.
So I'll talk to you guys soon. And, you know, no one will probably hear this because I'm going to cut it out.
Oh.
Tim.
Tim, leave this in. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just thinking about it was over 4 hours long, the footage that we sent him originally. And so much of it was complete. Just like nonsense.
I can't even imagine all the things that he had to cut. Like, he cut it in half. More than half. Yeah.
It was also...
There were lots of starts and stops too, right? Probably.
Well, it was also the first time that we'd ever recorded without Tim there.
Yeah.
So...
It shows.
I was like afraid to stop the recording thinking that something was going to go wrong.
Yeah.
So like when we took a break in the middle to mix new drinks and go to the bathroom, the recording was running the entire time.
Yeah. Wow.
What people also don't know is that our friend Diana was there.
Yes.
For moral support because it was still such a new thing.
She was sitting next to me trying and failing not to laugh. Yeah. Well, she was good at not laughing, but she was breathing heavily.
There was a moment where she's like, most people probably don't know or have never caught it, but when I listen to that episode, I can hear
her hyperventilating.
We specifically told Diana on multiple occasions that she was allowed to laugh, that the stories are funny.
Yeah.
You can laugh. It and helps she like us. Didn't want anyone to know, to be able to hear that she was there.
She thought she was going to ruin the audio by just being there with her laugh.
She's and like, there's a moment where you can hear her like having legit like
she was holding her legs and like hyperventilating trying to hold back her laughter.
There's one point in the audio where it sounds like Stephanie is laughing and talking at the exact same time. It's not Stephanie laughing.
I admire her control because there are so many times in the podcast when I am trying consciously not to laugh, but then I hear myself laughing like a donkey into the microphone. So I admire anyone who can hold it back, because I don't have that skill.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you for sending that. Tim has been very patient with us as we've learned what to talk about on the air and what to keep to ourselves. There were a lot of audio files that we sent him in the beginning that were like, well, never quite as long as that.
Episode.
But there were a lot that were like 3 hours long, 2.5 hours long. That he cuts in half. But most of it is like, we're just blathering on about nothing. So
nothing, yeah.
Maybe someday we'll find all that extra audio and put it on...
that would be fun.
On our...
some like outtakes.
Patreon for people. Yeah.
For people who really want to hear some... who want to learn about Schitt's Creek, perhaps.
Seriously. There's been so many weird conversations about TV show, a drag race.
Yeah, like, endless. We like to chat.
All right. So we have another... message. I love how many people sent in voice recordings.
Yeah, me too. Thank you guys.
It's definitely nicer to hear somebody else's
voice. There's so much like richness in the voice, and everyone is self-conscious about it, but everyone sounds great. So just continue to send us in voice messages, you guys. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Beyond Reproach. I'm going to give you a review. So first of all, just so you know, my favorite podcast, of course, is yours. And I've been listening to every one of them, started with the first season. I definitely think that you guys have a lot of knowledge about what you're talking about. I'm learning a lot, amazingly a lot, more than I ever learned in school, actually.
Same.
It's just crazy that the public is not privy to any of this information. The government is so damn deceptive. I'm so glad you're clarifying it all for all of us. I've learned more from you than I did in school, and make it so fun that it's relaxing, and you just make it fun. My favorite episode was really hard to choose. I think the Johnny Appleseed was my favorite because I was just so shocked. Like, oh my God, this is nothing like we learned. The apples were like crap, and... the man was a friggin' pedophile.
Yes, alleged.
Nothing like the textbook nonsense that was sugar-coated. I always crack up out loud when I'm listening to you, and at the crack of dawn when I'm getting ready for work. One time, Tux made this punch, and it was supposed to be a punch bowl full of punch, but he only made a few, and I think Stephanie was regretting that it wasn't a whole punch bowl full.
Hashtag rude.
So I wish I could have been right there having one of those cocktails with you guys. It seemed like they're always so delicious. You guys have such an easygoing attitude, and the bloopers are really good too. It really sets my mood for the day because I listen in the morning. You're mm-hmm. also witty and delightful and
aww.
Definitely not in a nerdy way, Stephanie.
Oh,
I don't think you're nerds. I just think you're very smart.
Oh, thank you.
So much information.
She
I
thinks
can't
we're
imagine
dweebs.
All the research you guys got to do. Keep up the awesome work. I like it so much that I decided to become a patron. I think everybody
what?
Should. I can't wait for the next one. I just wanted to let you guys know. You're awesome.
Oh, thank
have
you.
Have a good day.
Oh.
Bye.
She's so sweet. Oh my God, we have a patron?
Yes.
What?
Our first Patreon patron.
That's crazy. Wow, someone believes in us. What is her problem?
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was really, really perfect. Ugh.
I've heard from a few people that they really like that Johnny Appleseed story, but I think it's because it's something that they had learned about,
yeah.
but didn't hear all that other information. So
okay.
I think that's something to keep in mind
yeah.
for season two is like
okay.
stories that people do know about,
yeah.
but providing additional information.
Yeah.
That
like real richness,
yeah.
like real information,
yeah.
real truth.
Not like textbook,
yeah.
boring.
Or like a kid version,
yeah,
like
exactly.
a more adult. Now that we were old enough to be able to handle, some of us handle the truth.
yeah.
We should be doing that. Yeah, that's really good feedback.
I also have just a little short little something from another listener named Annie who said something about Johnny Appleseed too. Let me see if I can find that.
Friend of the pod, Annie.
Yes. Annie says, I have to tell you, every time I drive through my mother's neighborhood, I see these little rotten crab apples that have fallen from trees, and I always think of Johnny Appleseed walking
aww.
Barefoot, planting seeds, and arranging child brides.
Oh, wow. Hilarious. That's so funny. And, I mean, sad as well, because he was legit trying to marry, like, preteens.
A 10-year-old, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, yuck.
Oh, him.
She wasn't pure enough for him?
Yeah. Because she was flirting with a 10-year-old boy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, everyone that
yeah.
wrote in. I think we have some really great feedback. We have some things to think about for the new season.
Yeah.
And what I like hearing what people are enjoying, the specific stories that people are enjoying.
Yeah.
I thought that cheese story was, like, too silly and not scandalous enough.
And also,
enough.
I thought Shirley Chisholm was too long. I'm like,
yeah.
It's interesting to me, but, like, I don't know if people are willing to listen to a story that's, like, 2 hours long.
Yeah.
But apparently they were.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
Yeah. It's good to know. It'll help us grow and provide better stories in the future and more enjoyable stories in the
yeah.
future. So thank you guys for writing in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
This was great.
So I guess that's it.
Yeah.
This is Tux Lurzel and Stephanie Domingo.
Yeah, signing off. Over and out.
If you like our little podcast, don't forget to share with the class. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the old iTunes.
On the things.
You can follow us on social media. Instagram is also really great. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Yeah.
But I think we share a lot of really cool images of the people that we're talking about. Even I myself have, like, when I'm listening to, for example, Stephanie's story about Huey Long, and then she sends me photos of him, it adds a whole nother
yeah.
layer of, like, learning who this man was, and then you see what he looked like, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, he's amazing. I can't wait to revisit him and his family. There's so much there.
We're Beyond Reproach Pod on Instagram. Follow us there. We have to thank our pod father, Tim Clough, our editor and sound engineer, and we couldn't do this without him. We also couldn't do this without alcohol.
No, we couldn't. When we're on the mic sober, we don't know words. We get so nervous. I think we're less nervous now, but it definitely helps.
Yeah, I need that little bit of sort of loosening up.
Yeah. Tim is like the president of our organization, and the vice president is alcohol.
Yes.
Tim Alcohol 2020.
That's a ticket I can get right? behind. Also, don't forget that we do have a Patreon, yes. as our listener mentioned there. You can help us pay Tim, the Podfather, yeah. and you can help us pay for our alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
So please consider visiting our Patreon and becoming a monthly patron.
If you like what we're doing, we really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Bye.
Bye.